Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you walk by faith, you have to walk with an awareness of the realm of spirit. That's what this is all about. If you don't believe there is a spirit realm, then you don't believe God exists. You don't believe there's heaven. You don't believe there's hell. You probably don't believe there's life after death. You don't believe anything like that. Because all you believe is what you can perceive with your five physical senses. But that's hypocritical. Because that same person will tell you they believe in love. What's love? Well, I'm just talking about they say they love their family. They love their kids. Love is not physical. What is it? Thought, joy, elation, sorrow. Not material. Not physical. You can't put your finger on it. You can't see it under a microscope or with a telescope. Is it real? Everybody knows it's real. Well, it's not physical. It's not material. No, evidences of spirit and spirit reality are everywhere. They're all around us and in front of us if you have eyes to see it and if you're willing to see it. There's a whole lot of people just don't want to know it. They don't want to see it. Because if you acknowledge that God exists and that He's real, then you also acknowledge you have a responsibility to your Creator. And a whole lot of folks don't want that to be true. So we just, and people say things like this, I just can't believe all that stuff. I'm sorry, I'm educated, I'm intelligent, I have a degree. I can't believe all this religious stuff. Not asking you to. I don't like religious stuff myself. But the Bible is right.
Amen.
I said the Bible is right.
Amen.
And God is real.
Yes.
Go with me back to Romans. I tell you what. Hold your place in Romans. It's not going anywhere. And go to Hebrews 11. That great faith chapter. Actually, it starts in the latter part of 10. But Hebrews 10:38. Hebrews 10:38 says, now the just shall do what?
Live by faith.
We saw last week, 2 Corinthians 5:7 said, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Everybody say that out loud. We walk.
We walk.
By faith.
By faith.
See, then he goes on to specify what? Not by sight. We need to say that again a time or two. We walk.
We walk.
I walk.
I walk.
By faith.
By faith.
What? Not.
By
not by sight. If the just live by faith, if any man draw back, my soul, I have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of what?
Things.
Of what?
Things.
If you're going to operate in faith, you're going to operate with things about things not seen. You can't separate the two. Because that's what faith is. It is the evidence of things not seen. Now, we've seen this through multiple places in the New Testament already. Is this significant? If you want to know about faith and walking by faith, you must not miss this. You can't walk in faith while you walk by sight. but you look at something that's not seen. Well, if you don't believe there is a dimension that's just as real as this one, that's real and yet unseen, unperceptible to this realm, you can't walk by faith. You can't walk by faith. Because faith itself is evidence of what? Things not seen. I've heard people say, well, I'm not going to believe in something I can't see. Like we've already said, they'll turn right around in a few minutes and contradict themselves, talking about their thoughts, which they've never seen or touched. Their feelings, is that right? Their love, their hate, their whatever. I'm not going to believe in something I can't see, touch. It's not real. Then how much of your life is not real then?
Right.
And how prideful and arrogant is that? We've been alive about that long. And so we're going to declare, because I ain't seen it with my eyeball, it can't exist. That is just, it's really stupidity. Well, I mean, if you're just going to be honest and have a little bit of humility, you'd just say, well, I don't know. How would I know? But man, all you got to do is go outside, look up in the night sky, and go, man, there's a whole lot going on out there. That's God.
Amen.
Not a whole bunch of stuff that men have written about him in books.
Amen.
That's God.
Amen.
That's who he is. That's what he is. And even researchers are coming to a conclusion that, you know, space is big. That don't even cover it. But they're saying, there's a whole lot out there that we can't see. And yet it's there. And they've named it dark matter. Which is code word for we ain't got a clue. But it's there. And there's a whole lot of it. It's everywhere. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Read the next couple of verses. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Now verse 3. Through faith we understand. That could be the title of the message tonight. Through faith we what?
Understand.
There's a whole lot of people scratching their head. I just don't understand what this life's about, why I'm here, why, what all this is going on. And until you get some faith, you will never understand any of it. It will be a closed book to you. The rightness of God is revealed. Did you hear that word?
Yeah.
Revealed means disclosed, uncovered, made known, shown. God's rightness is revealed how? From faith to faith. You want to see some more? You want to understand some more? Got to get you some more faith. Because it's not revealed to the unbelievers. It's not revealed to those that despise God and deny His very existence. They're going to be left blind, dumb, deaf, spiritually oblivious to the greatest reality that's all around them. And they will live their little pitiful life like this is all there is. And then when they breathe their last, they're going to get a great big revelation. Aren't you thankful for the mercy of the Lord?
Yes.
That you're not in that state tonight.
Yes.
Not lost. I want to see people come in, don't you?
Yes.
Let's believe for people to come in.
Amen.
Let's believe for people to come in. They don't all have to come through our doors, just wherever that the Lord would bring them. But a lot of them could. We're part of the body of Christ, right? Let's believe for people. I mean, they don't have to. It doesn't have to happen in this building. It can happen on the job site with you, or right at the grocery store, or people can come in.
Amen.
But it won't be by talking about a bunch of dead religion stuff.
Amen.
That's not even real. But about the reality of God. And this dimension, this other dimension called spirit.
Amen.
Through faith, we understand that the worlds, plural, not just our world, the worlds were framed how? How were they framed? By the Word of God. So that what? The things of the worlds that are seen were not made of what? Things which do appear. You hear people say God made the world out of nothing. Not true. Things are not nothing. They're made out of things. It's just things you can't see. And the reason why, answering the question, how did all this begin, has been so evasive, is because the brightest minds endeavor to trace it back to what they call the beginning or the Big Bang. But nobody can figure out what caused the Big Bang.
That's right. That's right.
And they'll say it is this unknowable mystery. And the reason you cannot understand it is because it takes faith to acknowledge it came out of another dimension.
Amen. Amen.
It came out of another realm.
Yes.
It came out of a realm of things that are not seen from this realm.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But it is real.
Amen.
I said it is real.
Amen.
In fact, every material thing came out of the realm that is not seen from the material. And people that pursue it further, they'll acknowledge that this thing right here that feels so firm can be reduced to energy. And people can see there are atoms and there are things circling around nuclei. And the amazing thing is, what's holding it together? Why doesn't it just all come apart? Well, there's an answer.
That's right.
All things are upheld by the word of His power.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God,
God who gives me